Pershing Square in downtown L.A. around 2 this afternoon. Paul Ong is a labor economist with UCLA School of Public Policy. He says the connection with labor and May Day is a natural fit for the Occupy movement.
Certainly, their message about the 99% works well with working people. And so connecting it to labor issues is, I think, a very good strategy.
The organizers of the caravan have reached out to a diverse collection of groups, including the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam, the South Central Farmers. Do you see this as an effort by Occupy to expand their reach, to broaden their coalition?
Clearly, you're reaching out to many of the political minority groups, African-American, Latinos, or in the Asian-American community, is certainly something that's positive. But doing so also raises some issues, and they need to pay attention to how to negotiate that. Many of these sort of more progressive activists politically to the left organizations, their presence or their participation may alienate a very large segment of the working population. Trying to pull in a much larger segment of the middle class is something that needs to be done. At the same time, if you pull in the much more radical organizations, that may make the middle class much more hesitant to attend or feel some sort of affiliation with this movement. And so it's not to say that they shouldn't pull in these organizations. What needs to be attended to is, what are the implications of pulling in these organizations? And given those implications, what are the strategies to deal with some of the potential tensions and conflicts?
As we get closer to the California primary in June, do you expect to see Occupy LA and other Occupy movements around the state mobilizing, looking to tap into some of the attention, some of the energy that's going to be flowing into that primary campaign?
Oh, there's no question they could mobilize. The big question is, how effective will they be able to mobilize? And part of it is, can they go beyond just protests in terms of participating in electoral politics?
Now, today's rallies are expected to have a big impact on traffic in downtown L.A. Police say a number of intersections could be shut down, including Broad.